All right, welcome to this session. And today our topic is the AMD Radeon and DirectX 12. And I'm technical staff from AMD. And I would like to have a question to all of you for the AMD's history and the DTX and from TX9. Who can you tell us when does DX developed and come to the market? All right, so you can have a souvenir from us. From DX9 and DX, when is DX TX10? I think what you mentioned is TX12. And maybe some of you are familiar with it and some of us are not. Well, actually started from an early date and since TX9 in 2002 and also XV, TX10 in 06 with Vista, and also TX11 with Windows 7 in 2009, and also the new TX12 in last year. It announces the development and API of TX12. So you can see from the timetable that actually it's quite interesting. From 2002 to 2006, it took us 4 years to have another new product. And also from 2006 to 2009, it took us 3 years. However, from 2009 to last year, it took us 5 years. So we actually waited a long time. That's why I would like to focus on the TX12. Apart from this, well, actually,
一些不同 API 的这个系列的一个一些 feature 可以给大家简单的过一下，稍微增进大家对这个 DX9 的一个了解。那 DX9 的推出把
In terms of the traditional DirectX and also the transfer of lighting, we actually broke the traditional situation and with the USB 2.0 and also NTX. 9, we have introduced the 301. So well, actually in China, we used the TX901. And for the TX history, this is a turning point for us because after the 9.0, we actually in the games industry, we have witnessed the prosperity of the development. And also in the past few years, we have introduced and developed some new products, and in TX10 together with Vista, it supports GMO 4.0, and it's not really successful in the market, so rarely people use it. And in 2009, the Windows 7 was a huge hit, and the market share has been increasing in the internet cafe and also in some other places. So that is why the DX11, I think it will be well received in the future. And in the DX11, and it has introduced some new features and contents and support the 5.0. So that is why we can have some really fancy pictures and frames of pictures. And last year, we have introduced the 12, which is lower in terms of application. It's closer to the hardware. So that is why I would like to focus on 12 today. feel free to ask questions. Actually, the difference was really small. So in terms of the games, people rarely use the features of the 11 or 12 because the difference is really huge from 9 to 12, not from 11 to 12. And in terms of the games industry, well, because of the function of the CPU is really slow, and compared to some factories like Intel, and each and every year they have introduced new products and push some new products onto the market. So only 5 to 10% of the functions of CPU has been increased, which is really slow. However, for the each and every generation of CPU and also the hardware factories and suppliers, including the architecture, each and every year we have introduced new features with 30 to 50% of the increase of. So that is why we can see it's really slow. Well, this is really unbalanced nowadays. And another problem nowadays is that for the API itself and the runtime consumption is really long.
So they are at the CPU operation. So the overhead is really quite big. So already blocked the game developers. So they are not ready to join a more special effect. So special effect means the loss of the performance. So more than 45 performance. So this is quite a headache problem for the game developers. So more is hardcore, including DICE and EA and Exceed, those studio. So they prefer have a more direct control of our GPU and also the algorithm of the fundamental layer to improve the performance in order to achieve the newer effect, which cannot be available for the older GPU. So they use a backdoor and extension to improve the performance. This is the comment from our developers. And those are the quotations from Brand Walker. This is Exceed CEO. So it's in Chinese. So a lot of players, including the users. It's a quad core and even more than 8 core. So this is they have their CPU. So for the GPU, sometimes it's only one CPU communicate with GPU. So the performance is very poor. So it's a big headache problem for the developers. So it's difficult for them to use a multi-core CPU for the improvement of the gaming applications. This is their biggest problem. This is offered by Microsoft. They have the DirectX 12 API. It's a similar host. It's close to this API to solve the, all the previous mentioned problems. So they have their graphic API for the host development. It's a console, Xbox One and a PS4. So that is the console of the gaming. Now talk about this number 12. So what is the potential advantages? And what are the drivers for this new DirectX 12? So it was announced last next period. So if it want to be generally available not long ago, so along with the reveal of Windows 10, it is announced. So when the consumer can see it, they have to wait until this year's Christmas day. So what I tell you today is something quite definite. So there might be some small adjustment or changes. For DirectX 12, they have working together with a multi-core CPU. It could maximize this multi-core and also multi-thread. So in the pictures, we can work on the details on the better quality of the image for the IPS. So they can achieve a very good performance for the IPS. So the stuttering experience, try to minimize those statics to have a smooth operation of gaming. For the hardware operation of a GPU, is more efficient. They have more options. So you can have a direct control of your GPU. For the game developers, so they have more power of control for the GPU for the rendering of their applications. And also system energy consumption, they have to take into account in number 12. So the energy consumption control is very excellent. For the game developers, if they want to design a brand new and closer to the fundamental layer of hardware or this hardware engine, it's quite likely, based on the number 11, it's difficult to achieve. A lot of overhead by the CPU for the DirectX API, it's number 12, they could do that. So if you have any questions, you might interrupt me and ask your questions. So in addition to that, I talk about the features of DirectX 12 and what are the problems we have for the overhead and also the energy consumption very low. So now it's a quick question. So in addition to this DirectX 12, so what are the other applications and new attempts? I will give you a small award. So the similar to DirectX 12 for the same API. Do you have any information about similar products? For the OpenGL, it could be with a certain version of OpenGL. The latest Visual Next is Vulkan. It's a kernel's latest announcement. So that could be one. So what else? So Mantle, they announced the year before last by AMD. If we do not offer Mantle, so the DirectX 11 could be used for many years, including Microsoft kernels and other vendors. So if they want to deal with the central overhead, so for Mantle, so it's a big contribution, so to be very objective. So in addition to Vulkan and Mantle, another vendor is a Mantle from Apple. It's not designed for PC, it's for their own iOS, for the same problem, for directing to the same different devices. So that is the API, so closer to the fundamental layer, the hardware. So they all try their best to have a special effect on that. So let's come back to our topics. So the core characteristics of DirectX 12, before the official announcement by Microsoft, I cannot disclose this until their formal announcement. The first one is MicroStrategy command buffer recording. In Chinese, it's difficult to put it into Chinese. So more or less, so the CPU has a multi-thread to generate a command buffer. So just one example. In the past, you have several calls. You could generate a command buffer by several calls, but you have a more thread generating a buffer, command buffer. So relating to the number of calls, the more the call you have, the more efficient it is. We have our following GPU execution. So with this multi-thread command buffer recording, we can improve the multi-core CPU performance. So the multi-core could have a better play of their performance. The second feature is Foundry synchronized compute and execution. It's difficult to put it into Chinese. To be simple, assuming that your CPU is a kind of it's a silos, so each each and so you can use it as a small unit for the separate control. It's different from the API. It's a direct 12. It's a bigger block. You could turn it on and turn it off. So the efficiency is not so good. It could control to the most detailed unit, the small individual block. So we already achieved that by means of hardware. So it's already achieved. It's a feature. But the API is difficult for the ISV. So with our backdoor or some internal optimization, we can use this feature. We have a DirectX 12. It is exposed to everybody. They could fully leverage their performance. That is good for the improvement of our overall performance. We have some new features. Maybe I'm not in a position to disclose now. You have to pay attention to AMD and also Microsoft in the future. So the two major features touch upon it separately. So far, do you have any questions? So now I talk about our multi-thread command buffer recording and how to improve the CPU's performance. We have two tables for that. So what are the potential benefits we have? So even higher FPS. Of course, we could use more CPU core to generate more command buffer and send it to a GPU queue. So in the same time unit, so we can send more GPU numbers. It's closely related to the number of cores of CPU. We have a more CPU code, could reduce on the driver and the DHR runtime overhead, and the more CPU time slot could be used for the GPU game code, so that the game code could be processed quickly. Another one for developers, all the CPU cores could be communicated with the GPU at the same time. You have to set a lot of sync point. And the next one, as we said, so the number of your core further expanded is a kind of a linear change. Your dual core considered the single core is about two times improvement in theory. So the more core you have in the same time slot, you have a more command buffer if your GPU is powerful enough. That means your performance could be improved based on the number of your command buffer. To be simple, the more CPU you have, the higher performance you have. So to a large extent, So as I said, preconditions, it must have a very big powerful CPU. Otherwise, our GPU, you have too many. So the more or less the same command buffer. The more powerful your GPU have, and the more power performance you have. So the workload of a CPU for the past GPU, sometimes the workload is zero, means the GPU is idle. So we can fully use those idle GPU. So if it is already too busy, so there's not too much improvement. That is the bottleneck. In reality, the bottleneck of CPU, because the load APU cannot fully use the CPU's multi-thread, which give rise to such a bottleneck. But we have this DirectX 12. So as long as you have enough fast CPU, you can do it. So with the, if we want to achieve an even smaller power consumption for our real game development, so CPU, some of their performance is really wasted. So if they waste those power, so that means the power consumption is wasted. So we can fully leverage those ideal CPU to have a higher power consumption rate. So you can have a better watt ratio. So this is a table. So more or less, we can describe for different API, so the command buffer's excursion. So we can see DirectX 11, the first core, the occupation is very high, almost all the workloads of 60% of the workload is on the first core. This is our data. For the current frame, it's around 29 milliseconds. It's a 34 FPS, so it's quite low for some of the games. So that's not enough. I mean 34 FPS. It's a core number 7 or core number 8. They are in idle mode. And also it consumes power. How about our core number 1? So their workload is around 70 or 70% of the overall workload. For DirectX, including the red color and the blue color, the red color stands for the runtime. The blue color stands for the driver's overhead. It's very high.
Mm.
Well, theoretically, well, actually, it has some counterparts with it. However, from this slide, you can see that 2 to 8, you can see fewer than fewer, even less than one third of the core. So for the second, less than 50%. And on the whole, well, you actually waste a lot. So for the new EPR, you got a lot. So that is why for the DX12, we actually have the multi-core CPU. And also we will have this on our official website. And for the new possibilities, I just mentioned for the DX 11, and we have this operation. And also, we have quoted Brad Wardell, and they are actually the first batch of the studio of the DirectX 11. So, well, actually, the name is the Ashes of the Singularity, and they have done some comparison. And it's very difficult to achieve this kind of frame rate. And compare to the operation and implementation of the DX12 and DX11, and you can see the operation time has deducted from 29 seconds to 15 seconds, and for the each and every frame, and you can see the 15 ms equals 66 frames per second. That means we can actually achieve the quality of the most majority of the games, and also we have different tasks and also application and also other implementation. You can see that we have 8 drivers, and in this way, for each and every call, we will have each and every increase of the application. So on the whole, the time run is actually faster. And that is the low loaded API. And for the games, how about it? Well, actually, for the MD booth in exhibitor, and we actually have this exhibition, so you can actually see these games yourself, and also you can actually experience this demo. And for the whole screen, you can have the lasers, and also you can have the fleet, and also tanks, and also the bullets, and the frame rate is really good, so I highly recommend you go to the booth to experience it yourself. And also I quote Brad Wardell, CEO Stardock, saying that even if CPU is really, really complicated, we still can feed CPU by our work. And I just mentioned this question for the multi-core, whether it's really energy costing. Well, actually, this slide can answer your question. You can see that this is not published yet, and it's from the DirectX 12 multi-core energy consumption, and it's actually from the real application. It's not a demo or a sample. And DirectX 11, well, just we can see the draw call is 500,000. However, you can see the draw calls is nowadays 2.7 million. So you can see this is a five-fold increase. However, the energy consumption is really low compared to the previous edition. And after this testing, we actually have this increase of the function ratio, and you can see the performance per hour is actually also increased by fivefold. So you can see that for the hardware, the efficiency has been increased. But the only thing that I don't understand is that for Microsoft, which supports Windows 10, I really hope that DirectX 12 can be supported by Windows 8. And now let's talk about the feature for CPU, which is the fine-grained asynchronous compute execution. And to put it simple, well, actually, it's a kind of calculation. Compared to the fine-grained, well, actually, it's the, like I mentioned, it's just like each and every wheat kernel in a barn, and we have a whole bag of wheat, and we can have them calculated, and we can stop the calculation, and also for each and every kernel of wheat, we can also do the calculation. So this is really abstract, so I give you an energy. And for each and every DB or each and every CB, you can do the calculation yourself. And some of its features, you can have higher FPS, and for those complicated and serial tasks, you can actually do the tasks at the same time, and you can do the calculation at the same time and have a final image. And for the remaining CPU, it can also be allocated to do some tasks and be used again. And for those tasks, and you can actually have a faster frame at any given time and have better function. And also from different aspects, you can have a really good application for this, because this year we actually develop and also introduce this by a lot of factories and suppliers. And for those visual latency, and the latency is really serious, and if the image is really fast and also the head is turning really fast, then maybe you will have a not very good user experience. So how to increase the latency? I think for the solution or the operation of it, the high latency is to be dealt with async compute. And in this way, you can increase the calculation. And in this way, in each and every second, you can have more frames. So you can decrease the latency. And also, you don't get really dizzy watching this. Mm-hmm. So I think if you can have this latency decreased, then you can have a better function. For sure, if you want to have better graphics quality, then you can have fancier images, and also you can decrease the FPS, and it's unplayable and it's not smooth enough. And now if you can increase the 120 frames per second, then you can have better image, better efficiency. And now let's move on to this curve. And I just mentioned this feature. Well, actually, in DirectX 11, the GPU is like this. It's like a tube, like the create shadows and also upload lightning and also the textures and simulation. You actually follow this order to do this. However, for those simulation calculation, you can see the lighting and you can see the graphics card operation, which is the blue one and the purple one, and also the compression of the graphics card. So all of them use different GPU resources. So why can't we do the calculation at the same time? So for DirectX 12 GPU cube, actually it breaks it up to different parts, to the blue one equals to memory operation, and also for those compute queue, which is the real calculation, and also for those graphics like vendors. So for each and every part, they are going to be broke up. So in this way, we'll actually use less time to do this. And for this slide, it only takes 60% of the whole time to do this and achieve these tasks. All of the features that I mentioned is actually to be shown in DirectX 12, and more queue will have you achieve more tasks in less time. All right. For DirectX, the official release will be later this year, like in holiday season, Christmas, the formal release will be happening, and the DirectX 12 is actually ready. And for developers, you can actually go to the Windows 10 to find something about the DirectX 12, and you can find some demos and SDK and also the samples. And also for DirectX 11, we have already conducted some extension, and if you have some requirement for the DirectX 12, and you can contact us, and you can find some extension to support all those. And for gamers, for those console and for these games, and also for the packs, and also Microsoft this time is really ambitious, and for Windows 10, it really is going to, at the same time, apart from the PA for Xbox One, and you can develop this. So for DirectX 12, you can actually have two platforms. One is the PC and the other is the X plus one. And all those platforms can actually support DirectX 12. I just mentioned ATC and some features, including the calculation and also the multi-core complication, and also the IPS, and also the better energy consumption, and also the better quality of images, and also fine grain AC compute, and also the driver can do this by itself. And we also have some new features and not yet published, and I cannot go into details for this, but I really hope that in the future you can expect the release, press conference, and also some new movement of Microsoft.
Uh,
Well, it's not that big, but the feature is really good. And it can also fasten your speed of Ruston. And for me, I think this is a really good feature, but we still need to fine tune this feature.
All right,
that's it for my presentation. If you have any question in Q&A session, don't hesitate to contact me. Yeah, that's a good question. Well, let me put it this way. Back in 5 or 6 years ago, when we have the DirectX 11, it's really fancy enough. So at that time, some people ask, is that really necessary that we have this new API? But I think actually technology is really fast in terms of speed. So sometimes when we hit some bottlenecks, we need to have some hardware to match the new API. So for me, I think in the near future, DirectX 12 will take longer time. And in the coming 3 to 5 years, maybe I think for the API and also the changes of the hardware will be stable. However, domestically, DirectX 12 is really early in its development, and I think it's really complicated in terms of development, and we also have some DCHA runtime, and also the drivers, and all these tasks have to be handed over to developers, and this is quite a challenge. You have bigger power, you have more things to control, but you need to pay attention to more things, for sure. So some unnecessary habits on the run speed under the new circumstances, you need to maintain them yourself, leading to some crash or some problems. And for the developers, I really think it's a big challenge. So for Android, I think nowadays it's still DirectX 10 or 9, 10 probably, because it's 3.0, so I think it's not yet DirectX 11, and it will take us a few more years to have the DirectX 12 on Android. And
it could be regarded as a subset compared with Microsoft DirectX 11. Some of the features for the mobile is quite useful. If you want to achieve the PC level, so the performance on the hardware is far from enough for the mobile development. So you have to give up some of the features, some special effect. The other could be used for our gaming. So this is a very far away target. For DirectX 10, the random is very thin. You have to do it yourself. Why it's quite different compared with our DirectX 11, the DirectX 12. So the runtime is very thin. How can you keep the sync point for the buffer? If you want to do it, the driver, you have to keep it. It's a little bit more difficult. If could talk about university. We have a lot of cross-platform engine now migrate to DX, including the Unity. So they are moving to this direction. If you have no more questions, so that is the end of my presentation. Thank you for coming.